Blog Talk Radio.
I welcome everyone from around the world and those right here in our live studio audience for joining us for another broadcast of Your Turning Point. And we have an extra special topic today called Long Time Coming, It's Launching Time. I don't know what's on your heart to do, but I want to tell you, it's launching time. For whatever gift or ability that you have on the inside of you. And this is 15 minutes. Let these 15 minutes of motivation stir you to make a change, because this is your turning point. Whatever you have on the inside of you, see yourself as someone who was created to make a difference in this world. Isn't that good news? You can make a difference in this world. And you may say, oh, just a little on me, I'm nobody. But yes, you are somebody. And I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. And I want to tell you that you can make a difference. There are things that you have housed in your heart for a long time. Even though it may have been a long time coming, remember this. This is your turning point. This is launching time for whatever it may be. Maybe it's a new business. Maybe it's something, a hobby, you know, something that you always like doing. Well, won't you take that hobby to the next level and turn it, maybe you're working, but you could turn it into a part-time business. Many businesses have started, you know, on the kitchen table, in the garage. And we have lots of opportunities all around us. There's social media. There's lots of, there's YouTube, you know, YouTube. You can show people how to do things. You can sell online. There's many, many different opportunities to do things. You know, some people can't readily quit their job because of whatever reason. You know, they may have to remain on their job because they're the only one who's bringing in the money. They have bills to pay. You have bills to pay. But you can always do something on the side. Do this in a different way. Why be confused or why be disappointed when you could, in your part time, in your downtime, just think about this. Do what's in your heart to do. You may have to start with one area, one little area. But don't allow that to cause you to be depressed or discouraged or anything of that nature. Because small beginnings, they grow into great and mighty things if you continue to stick with it. You know, there was one time, and I forget the year, maybe it was, I'm thinking maybe 2005, and I was thinking to myself, how can I get what's inside of me out? How can I do that? I know that I could write because I had done that in school. I created things, you know, with topics, you know, writing. But I didn't know how to get it out. Sometimes it's hard to get things out of your heart until you actually start doing it. Sometimes it takes a little while. So one day I just sat down and I started writing. I started writing about a particular area in my life. And as I started writing, it became easier for me to allow things to just flow from my heart. It wasn't a struggle anymore. You know, I had wrote papers and, you know, theses and different things of that nature in school. Wrote poems, but to actually sit there and write a book that could help somebody, that could change their lives. I had never done that. And now in 2015, I have six or seven books. I believe it's seven books. Yes, it's seven books on Amazon.com. And it teaches people how to go to the next step in life. And the topic today, long time coming, it's launching time, speaks about that. But not only about me, it speaks about you too. Things may be a long time coming, but don't give up, because this is your time, this is your season, this is your turning point. It's launching time. It's launching time. So I want to encourage you, as we'll be celebrating this Saturday at the studios here at Turning Point in Richmond, the celebration doesn't stop there. But you could join us for 30 minutes so you can hear about the books that were written and are available to you. These books will bring you to another level in your life. One of them is Five Power Strategies of Successful Entrepreneurs. Five Power Strategies. The next one is 10 Keys to Succeeding in Business for the Entrepreneur. And the following one is 40 Days of Motivation for the Soul. And on Saturday, I will go into more about those books. But you can always look them up online, Amazon.com. And if you went to our blog talk, our page, you begin to see the numbers, the ISBN numbers, where you could pick up these books. They're very informative. So it's time to stop struggling through life and begin to flow. That's what I want to encourage you today for these 15 minutes. It's time to stop struggling through life and begin to flow. Knowing your purpose and doing it will allow you to flow and enjoy life. It will. I'm enjoying life now by getting what's inside of me out. Because before it felt like it was just trapped on the inside. Have you ever felt this way? That everything seems to be okay, but there's just something more. There's just something more that that's inside of you. And until you begin to operate in what you are called to do, you won't feel that release, because there's always something more. I want to encourage you today to just allow yourself to open up everything that's trapped on the inside of you, just to open up and be free. Be free. And allow your gifts, whatever it may be, just to flow on out of you. Flow from your heart. And it will open up a world of opportunity for you. Other streams of income for you, wherever it may be. I know that the struggle is real. I know it's real. It's 100% real. But be encouraged to follow your heart. Do what's in your heart. Even if you have to do it on a part-time basis, even if you have to do it in your spare time, just get started. Just get started. And as you continue, it will get better and better and better. You'll see. You'll begin to feel rejuvenated. You'll begin to be refreshed, because you are helping others to step out and be encouraged also. So it doesn't matter, you know, about all the times in the past. What matters is now. Now. Launch out in the deep. Now. For some of you, that's what you really need to do. Think about that. Some of you, you really need to launch out in the deep, and you have the means to do it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to ever go beyond the boundaries that you have set for yourself. We talked about that on, I think, a few weeks ago, about going beyond the boundaries. Don't be afraid. You have to view your life in a different way. View your life by looking at yourself and seeing what is on the inside of you in your quiet time. Oh, I enjoy my quiet time. Sometimes it may be just 5, 10, 15 minutes. Find a place. It may be a place at your home, sitting by the window, or out on the patio, having breakfast, wherever you may be, out in the park, on your lunch break at work. But quiet yourself and really evaluate yourself. Write it down. Take inventory of yourself and see all of those things. Just jot them down. Those things where you can make a difference. Because there's a lot that you know. There's a lot of things that you have experienced. Just see from those things that you jot down. How can you maximize on those things? How can you go beyond what you are currently doing? How can you be a solution to someone else's problem? Think about it. And just write it down. Don't think, you know, don't think too hard, but just think about, you know, when you're jotting it down, don't think too hard and talk yourself out of it. But think about it. Just think about it. How can I make a difference? What experiences do I possess? Teachings, the things that you read, the things that you do, how can you make a difference? Forget about your past. Leave your past behind. We're already in September. Think about the upcoming year. It's a long time coming, but it's your launching time. I want you to be encouraged and join us for this celebration this upcoming Saturday. I know you probably can't physically join us, but we'll be broadcasting at 3 o'clock until 3:30. And we want you to come and celebrate with us. So for now, you've been listening to Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. And remember, this is your time. This is your season. This is your turning point.